Hi, I'm Melvin York, and this is Gardening with Daddy Pete. Today, we're going to talk just a little bit about rooting or propagation. I've had a lot of people that's asked me about how to clone plant, so to speak. And with rooting or propagation, you do exactly that. You clone the plant or that you choose to make another one of, exactly like the same that you have or someone else has. I know if you're older, and maybe even some of you younger ones have heard that, yes, I've got a cutting off of Aunt Sarah's so-and-so. And this bush here came from your grandmother. I took a cutting off of that. So what we're going to do is we're going to talk about the different ways to propagate just a little bit. But today, the one that we're going to spend more time on are stem cuttings. You actually can propagate a lot of different ways. Seeds is one way that's called a propagation. We take the seeds and start again. You can do leaf rooting. There's actually some ways that you can do from the stem of the leaf, or you could actually lay the leaf down. Roots will come through the main stem of that. There's a lot of that being done in the floriculture world and some in the trees. Stem cutting seems to be probably the easiest and the one that we would do the most around your home or home gardening if you're sharing, or you want to take a cutting off of something, you want to root a plant that you bought that you're really in love with. Again, a lot of people do it just to save money. So let's get started on that. We'll talk about some of the things that you'll also will need will be some rooting hormones. We're going to talk about the different types of those, but let's get into the different types of cuttings. There's actually four main types of stem cuttings, and they are listed in these categories: herbaceous, softwood, semi-hardwood, and hardwood. And that is the different growth area of the stem of the plant that you're doing. Now, your herbaceous is going to be the newest growth that's been put on, be the father out of the plant. And when you pick it up, it bends easy. It's kind of the real green looking. Your next one's going to be your softwood cutting. And that's going to go down until you can see that it starts and it gets not as bendable. The semi-hardwood cutting, you can see where the new growth goes in to last year's growth. The stem actually gets a different color, gets a browner color, and it gets harder. And then we have the hardwood cutting, which is your older stem that's coming out from the plant. So there's four types now of cuttings, and we'll talk about which one to use and not to use. Again, those cuttings are herbaceous, or the most previous growth that's been put on that plant, softwood, which is the one behind that, semi-hardwood, and the hardwood, which is the oldest. In doing these cuttings, I'm going to give you some examples of when to, what type of the board that you use, and I'm going to try to pick out some of the plants here, just a few that you might want to actually do some propagating on. A lot of people like camellias. Just so happens, a camellia is one of those plants that you could use the softwood, the semi-hardwood, or the hardwood cutting, all at different types. Again, we talked about rooting hormones. Please keep it in mind when we're talking about softwood, semi-hardwood, and hardwood cuttings. It makes a difference on the type and how much of rooting hormone that you use in doing these. Some people like cryptomerias. Cryptomeria, that's going to be a semi-hardwood cutting. Juniper, if you use a creeping or a Chinese type, again, you can go semi-hardwood or hardwood. I know a lot of people like border trees like the Leland cypress. Again, semi-hardwood or hardwood on those. And we'll go down through and just pick a few more. Azaleas, softwood cuttings. They're in the rhododendron family. You'll have the best results out of using softwood cuttings on that. Blueberries. Blueberries is one that has become very popular in the last 10 years. You can either use the softwood or the hardwood. Semi hardwood is not the place in that stem to do your rooting. So it's either the softwood or the hardwood. Now, let's look down just a few more there. Forsythia. A lot of people call them yellow bells or golden bells. They bloom early, before anything, usually in the late winter, early spring. Forsythia is one that roots real easy. You can root from the softwood, the semi-hardwood, or the hardwood, either one of those, and usually be successful. Let's go down. Lilacs is usually softwood. Redbud. I know that a lot of people love redbuds. That has came into the landscape scene here in probably in the last 20 years, 15 to 20, and those would be softwood cuttings on those. Just to give you an idea, willow. And we're going to talk more about the willow tree. The willow tree is good to do in a softwood, semi-hardwood, or hardwood cutting. So those are the types that, just to give you an example. Now, if you would like a list of these, it's very easy to go to. I like to use the list of these for my reference. I go to the North Carolina or NC State Extension. And if you'll look through their publications, and under that, you want to look plant propagation by stem cuttings. Now, again, that's through NC State, our extension page. Go under publications and look plant propagation by stem cuttings. And they give you a really good list here of which way to go with what do you want to go, softwood, semi-hardwood, or hardwood cuttings. Also, on that page, you're going to find a way to mock up a good place to do your rooting, because rooting does actually need a controlled environment, which is very humid. So depending on what size scale you're doing on, it gives you some good ideas from so much as using a pot to a small tray to making a bed. Also, if you go into a bigger rooting situation, you'll need an intermittent mist spray for that to keep them good and moist. And it actually does give you a place where if you'd like to click on where you could build a inexpensive, small backyard greenhouse for the home gardener. And you'll find all this on that page of plant propagation by stem cuttings. So I think you'll get a whole lot of good information off of that. And again, this is for some of the things that you do in around most landscapes, or you've seen it in your friend's landscape and you'd like to snag a cutting and root your own. So we'll go there. But now let's talk just a minute about rooting hormones. Rooting hormones, when you do grab that cutting, a good time to grab that cutting is going to be early in the morning. I like to keep some water or soft paper towel tissue to go around the end of that cutting when I cut it. I like to make a 45-degree cut on it and immediately wrap it up. Plants do have built into their DNA, the minute that plant's cut and it realizes it, it will start a scab over process. So what you want to do is go ahead and keep that wet and fresh. Again, early in the morning is the best time to take your cuttings. Keep them moist until you get them to where you can use those in your propagating. Now, let's look at some of the different rooting hormones. A rooting hormone is no more than the auxin that is applied to there to tell the plant, hey, you need to start making roots. It's time that at this part of your stem, your plant, you need to start making roots. So you can get those, and there's actually four different types. And there are some good ones out there. There's a gel rooting hormone. You can pick these up at your local garden center. Gel is a good one. You can actually dip those. It leaves a thick coat of the hormone and protects it. It doesn't rinse off when you go to stick it into your pot and into your soil. And we'll talk about that too, the soil you'll need for rooting. One of the main advantages of rooting powder, the form, its shelf life stays for a long time. It's stored in a dry condition. Pull out what you need, mix up what whatever that you're rooting, and they are different doses or how much that you do use or dilute in that, depending on what you're using, and it will tell that. Liquid hormone, rooting hormone, you can buy it in a liquid form ready to go. You need to keep it most of the time after opening refrigerated. One thing about most of them, one thing with that though, a lot of people wants to dip the root down into the bottle. Do not do that. Pour some in a little container, then dip your roots in there and keep that lid closed tightly, and again, probably refrigerated with most of them. The reason being, if they are a disease or whatever on that cutting that you've got, you don't want to stick it down into the bottle and contaminate it. One thing here is make sure that you do take what looks to be healthy cuttings. Leaves looks good. Stems are not scabbed. All that. Now, you actually may have some natural rooting hormone hanging around your house or maybe in your yard. Here's two things that works real well. Honey. Honey is known to be a good rooting hormone. It contains natural antifungal and antiseptic properties, and it has a gel-like consistency. Now, one thing with honey is it doesn't work as fast as some of the ones you buy over the counter, but again, it will work. Another one is willow. Willow tree has a natural hormone in it that encourages rooting. Now, the way to do that is, if you know someone's got a willow tree, you got a willow tree, you want to cut the stems back. Again, you want like the semi-hardwood cuttings on it, cut them up in pieces 5 or 6 inches long, take the small stems off, leaves away. You want to crush them good, put them in boiling water, and when it cools, go ahead and put those in a jar. That will last about 2 weeks if it's refrigerated. That's how long it's good for. Don't use it past 2 weeks. But again, you can dip your stem, pour some in a little container out of the quart jar, dip some your stems into that, and it acts as a natural rooting hormone too. And so therefore, no investment. All right, soil. And when you're doing rooting, you want a good soil, you want it disease free. And one of the best that I like to use, you kind of make your own, and you do this in three parts. Three equal parts would be perlite, peat moss, and vermiculite. Those three mixed together works real well in rooting. You're looking for something that don't hold the water right up against the root. It, you know, it's got to stay moist, but you don't want to keep it drowned or wet where that stem will rot. And with that mixture there, that's just about perfect for rooting about any plant that you're going after, whether it be a saltwood, a semi-hardwood, or whether it be a hardwood cutting. Works real well. It gives it enough drainage, but yet still holds enough moisture. And in the environment that we're talking about, a humid environment, we want to make sure that those bottom of it, the container, gets drainage. Now, that's one thing you want to make sure, that the bottom of the container that you're rooting in has holes in it. Make sure that you've got drainage going on there. When you're sticking your plants into the media or soil or growing media, whichever you prefer to say, make sure that that stem does not touch the bottom. You want to pull it up. Only go about halfway into your growing media with that plant. Again, bottom, that's where the moisture is going to be. You will start a rot on the bottom of your stem, no roots. So hopefully maybe this has helped just kind of give you an idea and give you a way to go where you could see some of the plants that you may want to do, which type cuttings is best, whether it be softwood, whether it be a semi-hardwood or a hardwood cutting. And after listening to this, I'm sure you're going to be like me, because the first time I heard it, every time I went to my friend's house, I started looking, wondering what I could take a cutting off of. Listen, if you would, go to our webpage at daddypeach.com. We would certainly appreciate you clicking on link to join us on these podcasts. Also, while you're there, look around, check out our soils, check out our about page. We would love to have you go through and kind of browse all that. Another thing is you can also sign up for our emails that we send out to you about what time it is to plant certain crops at certain times. We have one of those that comes out every year, every month, the whole year long. Let me get that right. And, you know, usually we'll throw in some other good stuff. So, again, until the next time, we do appreciate you listening. This is Melvin York with Gardening with Daddy Pete.